special bulletin. America is now under martial law. All constitutional rights have been suspended. Stay in your home. Do not attempt to contact loved ones, insurance agents, or attorneys. Shut up. Do not attempt to think or depression may occur. Stay in your home. Curfew is at 7 p.m. sharp after work. Anyone caught outside the gates of their subdivision sectors after curfew will be shot. Remain calm. Do not panic. Your neighborhood watch officer will be by to collect urine samples in the morning. Anyone caught interfering with the collection of urine samples will be shot. Stay in your home. Remain calm. The number one enemy of progress is question. National security is more important than individual will. All sports broadcasts will proceed as normal. No more than two people may gather anywhere without permission. Use only the drugs prescribed by your boss or supervisor. Shut up! Be happy! Obey all orders without question. The comfort you've demanded is now mandatory. Be happy. At last, everything is done for you.
Welcome, welcome. You are listening to the Freedom Ministry on RBN, and I am your host, Chris Switzer. It is the 21st of January, 2023, on the Gregorian calendar. The older I get, the more time seems to be accelerating. I don't know if any of you guys notice what I noticed, but I've heard it from others too. So that's the neat thing about God, about Yahweh. He doesn't exist within the same constraints of this time-space continuum that we find ourselves in. And we're witnessing time in a very linear existence with restrictions and very material limitations, etc. He doesn't have those things. And I need to hear myself say this to remind myself what he's capable of. We have an all-powerful God. All-powerful, who literally spoke everything into existence. Whether you want to call it frequency, vibration, it's him. He did it. Before there was blank, right? Fill it in with anything you want. I am. And not I, Chris Switzer. I am. Yahweh, God, am. It's powerful. And to look around and see the destruction, the blatant disregard, disobedience, and disrespect of his creation. Imagine being God. The ungratefulness. And what his creation, not all, but most, have decided to do with their gift of life. it is awesome. Both spectrums. Awesome, terrible. Awesome, great. You can see both spectrums of that. Unfortunately, you turn on those stupid mind control devices called televisions, the Talmud vision, and you're only going to see the terrible end of that spectrum. Well, hopefully this is some good news for people in New Zealand. That transgender sodomite monster had resigned. They forced Jacinda Ardern, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, that monster's name. They forced it into resignation. That is not a female, folks. You can see video clips of its genitalia swinging as it walks down the hallway with press and whatever. So that thing resigned for whatever reason, and I'm sure it's got lots of litigations coming down the pipe or something related to the COVID nonsense that it forced on people, you know, in New Zealand, because New Zealand was one of the worst next to Australia, in my opinion, with that stuff. One could say China too, but I mean, China's like a black box in some cases, you know, you don't even know what's going on in China. But it's a mess, and this is God's creation. And evil, evil, sick, twisted, perverted, mostly men, but men and women, going against God's designs, all the while saying they're doing it better, you know, they're recreating things better, but they're trying to match God. So obviously he is the pinnacle. Obviously he is the standard, but they'll never admit it. Never. That's why I've turned to that book, turned to that creator for the truth, for the standard, for the guide. And I've been reading from this book to show you the script and what has played out from that script. And who are the players in that script? The characters. What are their attributes? How will you know them? Well, you'll know them by their fruit. You'll know them by their fruit. I'm going to read to you from the daily devotion today, the 21st of January, 2023. I want you to be all mine. I am weaning you from other dependencies. Your security rests in me alone, not in other people, not in circumstances. Depending only on me may feel like walking on a tightrope, but there is a safety net underneath, the everlasting arms. So don't be afraid of falling. Instead, look ahead to me. I am always before you, beckoning you on, one step at a time. Neither height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation can separate you from my loving presence. God is everything. God is everything. And if he is, then I think we should listen to what he says we should do. And by the looks of it all around us, we are not doing that. Hell, I'm not doing that. I fall short every day. But I'm not in denial. And I refuse to live a lie. And I've made it my purpose to investigate this truth, espouse it to you, and rebuke the devil and his wicked ways and all of his agents underneath, collectively called the synagogue of Satan. And that's what I've been doing. And we've been reading from the book, Who is Esau Edom? Written by Charles A. Weissman. I left off on page 75 of the hardcover book. If you have the PDF like most of us do, it's the 39th page of the PDF. And we just read a quote last week from Henry Ford, which, you know what, I'll read it again. This is Henry Ford talking about the debauched, depraved, perverted society. He said, "It is true that there is a distinct Jewish idea in business and professional life which has eaten away the traditional principles of honor on which Anglo-Saxon life was erected. Every Jew knows that. Every non-Jew knows it. It is true that beneath all the network of trivializing influences in literature, art, politics, economics, fashion, and sport is Jewish influence controlled by Jewish groups. Their Orientalism has served as a subtle poison to dry up the sound serum of Anglo-Saxon morality on which this country thrived in its formative years." Was he right? Was Henry Ford right? Is what he said true? And that's a resounding yes. Which leads us to economic control. One of the ways in which we're enslaved. The history of money and monetary control is a history of freedom and slavery. This is to say, economic bondage or economic freedom. The Jews have long been adept at the primary means for putting other people under economic bondage via banking, money lending, and usury. Usury, folks, should be an abomination, should be banned, should be prohibited, should be penalized to the max. But that's the crux, the literal foundation of how the Jews do it all. And now it's at the core of Americana today. It's at the core of all international systems. Globalism, usury, is how they do it. The use and control of usury, the loaning of money at interest, is a powerful tool for gaining financial dominion over others. Not only is the borrower servant to the lender, which is taken right from Proverbs 22:7, because of the debt he owes, but he must also pay more than what he borrowed. By making one's ability to pay off a debt more difficult, the lender can take possession of property put up as security. That's the name of the game. They create money out of thin air, and then they want to take real assets, real property, for lending you, what, their good intentions? The Jewish Talmud allows the use of usury by recognizing several different modes of obtaining increase or interest from money loaned. The Bible, however, prohibits any and all increase, interest, or gain when there is a loan of money, food, or anything. You can look at scriptures, Deuteronomy chapter 23, verse 19, or Leviticus chapter 25, verse 37. The Jews follow not the Bible, But the Talmud, as their code to live by. It is the core of Judaism, folks. Do not be fooled by these children of Satan, for they are of their father, the devil. See John chapter 8, verse 44. The Jewish writer Samuel Roth explains the Jews' economic role as follows. Quote, "We see the Jew then in business as promoter, moneylender, salesman par excellence, the author and chief instigator of a system of credit by which a nationwide usury rises like a golem." A golem is a created monster in Jewish lore. "With a million hands on a million throats to choke the honor and the freedom of movement of a hard-working people." Right out of the horse's mouth. The Jews became moneylenders in most of Europe, lending to nations, princes, merchants, and farmers, any that would need money. The word Jew became synonymous with moneylender and usurer. And it really speaks volumes, folks, to think that it's viewed negatively to even call a Jew a Jew. What? Like what? Why? Well, because of all that comes with it, which is whose fault? You will know them by their fruit. Well, their fruit is rotten. So they want to hide in whatever host nation they find themselves in and literally leech off of it and keep it enslaved under its usury. For one, while destroying the society around it and bringing it down to the lowest common denominator. The real key to the Jews' economic rule over nations and the making of usury and credit more effective is their international banking dynasty. This scheme began in England when the Jews, led by Rabbi Manasseh ben Israel, were allowed to return to that nation in 1657 by conspiring with Oliver Cromwell. They always get back in after they're expelled, with good reason. With their foot in the door, the international Jews approached William of Orange and promised to help place him on the throne of England in exchange for helping them secure a charter to establish a Bank of England, or a central bank, just like they did later in America with the Federal Reserve. A Jew named Jacob Henricus was instrumental in this endeavor. William and Mary accepted the crown in 1689, but to justify the bank charter, wars between France and England were now instigated. The constant wars which followed William's accession had compelled the king to borrow large sums from London, merchants, the Jews. Out of these loans sprang first the national debt, which was destined to grow, eventually by leaps and bounds, from less than a million of pounds up to so many hundreds of millions that all thought of ever paying it is now given up. It's perpetual debt. Slavery. The second result was the organization of a company for the management of this colossal debt. the Bank of England. The Jewish merchants secured the bank charter in 1694. From that moment on, Esau Edom had financial dominion over all of Britain. As directors of the bank, they could regulate the gold standard, consolidate the national debt, and even impose direct taxation on the people as a means to secure loans. With control over this bank, the Jews would create wars, business panics, and political upheavals that would affect the entire world. And knowing that crucial fact, that Esau Edom secured financial dominion over all of Britain, and knowing that the United States is still a British colony, should speak volumes and tell you who controls America today. The existence of today's banking system, that is the taking of money on deposit and loaning it out at interest, actually gave rise in modern times through the endeavors of the Jewish Rothschild family. The financial career of the Rothschilds is the key to the history of Jewish banking in the 19th century. The plan adopted by him of establishing branches in the more important European capitals, over which he placed his sons, the Rothschild sons, was followed by other Jewish banking houses. The influence of Jews on banking was due to the preliminary advantage given to them by their international position. They didn't have one, you know, central host place where they cared about, because they didn't care about any place. They just cared about money, control, and ultimately serving their spiritual father, the devil, the adversary, Satan. And other central banks were established in Europe, which would also branch out their operations. Quote, Warburg founded a bank in Hamburg in 1798. Jewish bankers played an important part in the development of joint stock banks. Ludwig Bamberger and Hermann Marcuse were among the founders of the Deutsche Bank, founded 1870. Among other important Jewish banks was the Banque de Paris, 1872. Jewish bankers played a leading part in the foundation of the Banca Commerciale Italiana and the Credito Italiano. Leading private banks in Hungary were also of Jewish origin. The Jewish objective was to make all money, loans, credit, and financial transactions worldwide become subject to their centralized control. Esau's crowning achievement in gaining financial dominion over Jacob Israel occurred with the establishment of the Federal Reserve Act. The Federal Reserve Act, which was signed by the Zionist stooge Woodrow Wilson on December 23, 1913, while most of Congress and the politicians were at home celebrating Saturnalia, aka Christmas, with their families. The chief architect of this plan was the Edomite Jew, Paul Warburg, of Kuhn and Loeb Company. The legislation created a corporation, the Federal Reserve Bank, whose stock is owned or controlled by Jewish banking firms. Most don't even know today that it is a private system. It is not government. The Federal Reserve is no more federal than Federal Express, FedEx. And with the Federal Reserve System, the Edomites have the ability to create their own quote-unquote money or Federal Reserve notes and bank book entries in a computer merely by loaning it out into circulation, and thus can manipulate loans and interest rates. The white people of America are now subject to their new Edomite masters who created their money, allowing them to buy and sell with it, but monitors how much they receive via W-2 forms, etc., and taxes them for the privilege of that use. The Internal Revenue Service, or IRS, is but a collection agency for the Edomite Federal Reserve Banking System, both private organizations, not government, both with no jurisdiction over the blood and flesh breathing man or woman. They get you to volunteer your jurisdiction. You volunteer your consent, in other words, to them. That's what it is. And I get it that they coerce you, you know, through fear and other such things, you know, to be involved in their racket. But they really have no jurisdiction over you as man or woman, flesh and blood. They only have control over persons or legal fictions within their federal jurisdiction. Period. If some alien force wished to covertly take over a nation, no surer method could be devised than by supplanting the nation's money with their own, right? Let's just substitute whatever they're using right now with our own script, and we will be gods, right? As President James Garfield said, quote, "Whoever controls the volume of money in any country is absolute master of all industry and commerce," end quote. This is the situation that exists with the Jewish Federal Reserve Bank. The descendants of Esau have truly brought about the mark of the beast so that, quote, "no man might buy or sell save he that had the mark," end quote. That's Revelation chapter 13, verses 16 through 17. No one in the nation can buy or sell unless they use the Jewish script. Federal Reserve notes, credit cards, bank checks, etc. After the Edomite Jews had established their private banks in the individual nations, their next step was to solidify their financial control at the international level. At the close of World War II, certain Jews spearheaded the Bretton Woods Conference in New Hampshire, July 1st through 22nd in 1944. And most have never heard of this. Most will never even learn of this in these indoctrination centers they call public education. You won't learn the Bretton Woods Conference unless in passing in a one-sentence thing just to mention it. The Articles of Agreement were proposed for the establishment of the International Monetary Fund, or the IMF, and a World Bank. This agreement was based on the plans of the Jewish economist Harry Dexter White. Harry Dexter White was a U.S. economist born in Boston, Mass. In 1938. He was made director of monetary research, and his monetary proposals were accepted at the Bretton Woods Conference, attended by representatives of 44 nations. Don't go anywhere, folks. We'll be right back after the break. Stay tuned.
Shut up! Be happy! Obey all orders without question! The comfort you've demanded is now...
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news. Real talk. Real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new ease-off drop-and-lift?
What in the world is an ease-off drop-and-lift?
Our EaseOff is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the EaseOff installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com. That's EaseOff.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Carrie: great product, and I will continue to use. I've been taking it for over a year now. I'm 60 and feel great. I would highly recommend this product to anyone over the age of 40. Amazon customer, 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. Extendivite has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Great product. I use regularly, and I rarely get sick. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Listen, news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty, or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
We interrupt this program with a special bulletin. America is now under martial law. All constitutional rights have been suspended. Stay in your home. Do not attempt to contact loved ones, insurance agents, or attorney. Shut up. Do not attempt.
Welcome back. Welcome back. You are still listening to the Freedom Ministry on RBN, and I am still your host, Chris Switzer. We are just moving closer and closer to the utter depths of Germany's Weimar Republic from the 1920s. Which fundamentally spurred the National Socialist movement there with Adolf Hitler and ultimately the Third Reich. It was a necessary response to what the Jews did to Germany, to its economy, to its people, to its culture, society in general. Filth. Go to any search engine right now and investigate the Weimar Republic in Germany. Don't believe Chris. Don't believe me. Go look it up. And you report back to me what lovely moral things you find. It's disgusting when they get their teeth sunk into something. They poison it. Utterly, thoroughly. Listen to this headline here before I get back into the reading. This is from TheRenegadeTribune.com. January 21st, today. And they're taking some of this from the New York Post, apparently. Facebook and Instagram could soon allow transgender and non-binary people to show their breasts. We know where this is moving, don't we? Who controls pornography? The Jews. And those in the industry, or who powerfully support it, have openly come out and said why they love pornography. They say it destroys Christianity. It destroys what God's people do. It destroys morality. It destroys the young people and men and women, of course. You know, we're not immune to pornography. Just when we thought that there couldn't possibly be more useless detritus floating around on Facebook and Instagram, comes the news that both social media platforms could soon be allowing transgender and non-binary users to flash their bare breasts. Yep. They're going to say it's medical and it's woke and they're, you know, and it's helping these poor, misunderstood people, you know, from doing the unthinkable and otherwise committing suicide. That's literally what I read when, you know, when you look at the other side of this stuff. And you know where it's going to go. It's going to set the precedent for you seeing full-on genitalia. These are sick people, okay? Sick. It's mental disease. It is a spiritual malady. That's what this really is. And their religion is prevailing in society. This is a war of good versus evil. Two bloodlines, as I always say. The bloodline of God, Father Yahweh, and the children of the devil, the literal spawn of Satan. It's talked about in both the Old Testament and the New Testament in multiple, several places. And in a real slap to the face for equality, women who were born biologically female will have no such option, according to a new report by the New York Post. And my wife and I were talking about this the other day. We were watching a documentary, which I recommend to all, to see how the Jews have destroyed our culture in part by the use of Hollywood and movies. We watched a documentary together called Girl 27. And it's about the rape of one of their little starlets who they promised to make a star, right? She was really just an extra, you know, doing their bidding with thousands of other girls doing the same thing. And I'm sure there's thousands of stories just like hers that never came to light. But she actually, you know, was compelled to bring her rape case to court. She filed suit and got somebody to file. And ultimately she was railroaded, and her own mother and her own attorney were bought off by MGM in Hollywood, because MGM, among others, control that entire area. They have their own police force, their own doctors. All the doctors are on their payroll. Investigators, lawyers, they're all on their payroll, right? But let me get back to my point before I forget it. The reason I'm bringing this up to you is that we were watching, and they were showing black and white, you know, of the time, stuff from Hollywood that they produced. And we could see that they were already, they started conditioning us to accept multiculturalism, you know, by sticking Jewish people and pre-Adamic people and Oriental people in and passing them as white. And it's black and white, so it's harder, right? So then as it merged into color, you're already conditioned to accept. It's normal. They've been at this for a long time, folks. A long time. They know what they're doing. Do you know what you're doing? Seriously. Do you know what you're doing? And whose ends are you furthering? You're either moving closer to God and His will, or further and further away. And I urge you, it's not too late. If you're moving further and further away, and you know it, I'm putting it on your heart right now. You know I'm right. Stop. Take a moment and ask for forgiveness. He is so merciful, so forgiving. I know I'm not unique, but guys, when I tell you I have a sordid past, it's not, you know, to be taken lightly. I was a terrible, terrible young person. I did not live a godly way of life. And those who know me in my formative years, where I should have been, you know, learning the ways of God and, you know, growing up to be this, you know, man of God. And I wasn't at all. I was doing the exact opposite. I was a poster boy for the synagogue of Satan. A perfect little Shabbos goy doing the bidding of his masters. So please understand that I am not some holier than thou, holy roller. I just won't compromise today. I have found the truth. I've sunk my teeth into it, and I won't let go, and I won't give up, because guess what? I'm not scared of death. That's what they have over you, literally. So once you move past it and realize that God is real and there is eternal life for you, and this is just temporary, what do they have? My Italian brothers will say, ugats. They have nothing. They have nothing. So if you are moving further and further away from God and His will for you today, stop. Change. You probably couldn't even dream of what is there for you. I'm trying to find what's there for me. He never promised that it'd be easy. It's so easy for me to think, woe is me. You know? Why? Why is this like this? Why is this happening? Why? This is temporary. And God exists outside of the time-space continuum that we find ourselves in. So He sees everything, right? There is a plan. You're just not the puppet master. I'm not the puppet master. But if we all, collectively and individually, play the right role and do what we're supposed to do, can only imagine what's in store for us and what we could do. But instead, we are doing the bidding of these Jews. Do you get it? They've been expelled from 110 host nations over 1,000 times in just recorded history. There is no other comparison out there. None. But it's because they're persecuted? It's because people just don't like them? Because they smell that bad? Like, I mean, come on. Like, what is it, right? I'm not going to be juvenile here. This is serious. It's because they kill people. They take people's lives and play with them for their own perverted ends, for financial gain, to put them in better positions of power. They'll kill for nothing. But I'm just supposed to accept it. You're supposed to accept it. Like Klaus Schwab says, you will eat bugs and own nothing, and you will love it. The World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland. You know what happened in Davos recently? Because of their little World Economic Satanic Forum that they held? Guess who flocked to that area? Prostitutes. High-end call girls and prostitutes. And I have no doubt in my mind, call boys. Let's not forget that proclivity. And they're charging because they were being interviewed. There were so many of them, it was obvious. They were being interviewed by people that showed up there. Rebel News for one. That they're getting like $1,500 a pop to service the likes of Klaus Schwab. Who else has the shekels to pay $1,500 for a blowjob? Unbelievable. Unbelievable. They're using our hard-earned funds to think of more ways to bend us over while they're bending over these poor sex workers. And I, for one, am sick of it. I'm not going to make excuses for them. And I'm not going to play their little COVID reindeer games. And I hope that you're with me. I hope that you start to get angry. Because once you get angry, you start to take action. You start to voice your concerns that once started as mere thoughts and ideas bubbling to the surface of your psyche. Henry Ford saw it way back when. And it wasn't because he just didn't like somebody. He worked in finance. He rose up from his bootstraps and built something. And he came against the Jew and their international finance, their usury, and their perverted, disgusting, insidious ways. And he saw the writing on the wall, just like one Adolf Hitler saw the writing on the wall. And those that don't know who Adolf Hitler is and don't know who the man was, read his book. He wrote a book. Read it. And if you still hate the guy, great, so be it. At least you read it and you're not a hypocrite. He served in the Great War, the war of all wars, the World War, World War I. He was almost killed. He served valiantly, was distinguished with honor. I think he got the Iron Cross. He was an honorable man, is what I'm trying to get to. And most believe what the Jews say of him today. Don't go anywhere, folks. We'll be right back after the break. Stay tuned.
No more than two people may gather anywhere without permission. Use only the drug prescribed by your boss or supervisor. Shut up! Be happy! Obey all orders without question. The comfort you've demanded is...
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
We interrupt this program with a special bulletin. America is now under martial law. All constitutional rights have been suspended. Stay in your home. Do not attempt to contact loved ones, insurance agents, or attorneys. Shut up. Do not attempt.
And we're back. This is the Freedom Ministry on RBN. I am your host, Chris Switzer. And just wanted to finish up this little article here real quick with a couple sentences. This is about the Facebook and Instagram, you know, showing non-binary and transgender women's breasts now, right? The board's decision stated, quote, the same image of female presenting nipples would be prohibited if posted by a cisgender woman, just a regular woman, but permitted if posted by an individual self-identifying as non-binary, end quote. And hey, we're asking for a friend, but we wonder how much the position of breast content moderator is going to pay. After all, the company is reportedly going to be relying on human reviewers to moderate such content, the report says. So there's going to be positions, you know, given to people to actually be like porn. Weimar Republic in Germany in the 20s. We are living in the neo Weimar Republic in America 2.0. Thank you so much for calling. We have Chance in West Virginia.
Yes, hello, Chris. Can you hear me?
Yes, yes. Hi, Chance.
Oh, okay. I had a laugh when you used that phrase, Ugots. My mama was Italian, and she would spout that occasionally. You know, you know, I've been lately, I don't know what to add to what you've been saying, because everything you were saying was right. But you know what I've been doing lately, Chris? I see what's coming down the road here. And a couple of weeks or a month or two. Every time I go out to these stores, I spread the word around that if people or stores start laying down that face mask crap on me this time around, that I'm going to stick my foot up somebody's ass because I had enough of it, you know? I'm so tired of these psychological games that I'm, so I've been spreading it around. Luckily, most people see what I mean. You know, what a sick, demented psyop game that they play on us on every angle. And like you said, they use the fear of death thing on us. This is that they figure they pinpointed on that because they see how insecure people are. You know, if you believe in God and you don't take crap from people, you don't fear death, especially as you get older and you wise up to what's being done. You know, that's why when I see some of these older people wear the face masks, I don't know what to think. I try to justify it by saying, well, maybe they do have a breathing problem and they're a little bit afraid, or are they just plain stupid? You know what I mean? But either way, I don't have time to figure it out, you know? It's as long as they don't ask me to do it. And this is just one angle. Yeah, this is just one angle of this game. This is the most, be honest with you, the smallest part of it, you know? But it amazes me how people fall for this crap. You know, if you think by now, I mean, we all fell for it at one time or another because the scope of it is so big that it's hard for people to wrap their minds around with how they're being played, you know?
Yes. Yes. I'm going to hold you over, Chance. We got to go to the break. We'll be right back at the top of the hour.
Anywhere without permission. Only the drug prescribed by your boss or supervisor. Shut up! Be happy! Obey all orders without question. The comfort you've demanded is now
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Traveler's Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email proudsouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.